Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I was thinking about coming out of the shoot here and telling y'all about my new boots that I got on, but y'all want to talk about puppy chow?
Clint, what is that, ostrich?
Hell no, that's python.
It's Sterney's Daily.
Before we get to that boner.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Dirty's Daily is powered by them North Shore Mustangs, baby. Them North Shore Mustangs. Head coach Willie Gaston will be joining us here in about 6 minutes. They just went up to Dallas way, I believe, and won the 6A Division I Texas State Championship for 2025. Hell of a season, hell of a run by the North Shore Mustangs. They are no stranger to that game. But Willie's going to call. We're going to show them a little bit of love and get the lowdown of kind of the season and how things went down. And look, what do the Mustangs have coming back next year? Because how quickly they forget about a state title. It's, can you do it? Can you do it again the next year? But Willie will be joining us here in about 5 minutes. Real quick on a reaction Monday, the Texans get a win. The Texans get a win. But this was the game that all of us Texans fans fear the most. Not the Raiders, but this was the game that we all fear the most. The defense, for one reason or another, although they did have a pick six, for one reason or another, they're not able to keep the opponent's offense down to 10 points or 14 points or 15 points or fewer. They give up a couple of big plays. And all of a sudden, the offense sputtering, the offense not being able to make plays, the offense not being able to sustain drives, the offense seemingly to be stuck in not really confusion, but just couldn't get rolling for several reasons, makes a game versus one of the NFL's worst teams a lot closer than it should be, right? I'm not worried about the defense at all. Not one bit. I think, look, there's a run from Ashton Jeanty that you had him all bottled up. You had him stopped. He slipped out the back door. And with that kind of speed, that kind of ability, he hit his head on a goalpost. That's going to happen from time to time. This defense has been absolutely tremendous. It was only the second time this year that a running back has had over 100 yards rushing. Now, that's not counting, obviously, the rushing yards that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers had early in the season that was kind of the wake-up call for the defense. But that long run, it's going to happen in football, especially with our defense when they play so hard downhill the way they do, it's going to happen. The long pass, look, anytime that you get an Ashton Jeanty-type player manned up on Henry Toa out wide with no deep help, and you show the offense, hey, we're in man, and we're going to show it to you, and this is what we're going to be in, your ass is going to get beat 9 times out of 10. Yep. I put that on D'Amico and Matt Burke just as much as I do Henry Toa Toa. You cannot put him in that situation. I don't believe that giving up long runs or our linebackers in man-to-man situations with players like Ashton Jeanty are going to be what takes this team down in the playoffs. The offense, The fear, what I'm talking about, like the game that all of us Texans fans fear the most is your defense isn't perfect. Your defense isn't just shut down, locked down perfect, and your offense struggles to keep pace, right? The offense took a step back yesterday. I thought this offense had done a good job over the last month or so since CJ had come back of Nick Cayley getting better, the O-line had getting better. All of a sudden, you get your quarterback healthy, boom, you plug him in. He's seemingly, with the exception of the first couple of drives, I think when he came back, maybe one could say he had a little bit of rust when he first came back. He was rolling, man. He was getting better every week. He was buying into the system. It seemed to be a really good fit. Everybody around him was getting better. Some of the younger receivers were stepping up and filling some voids. And then all of a sudden, boom, you catch this game, and CJ can't hit Nico Collins. The other youngsters are can't win in man situations. And the couple of pressure situations that they did pose pre-snap, it didn't look like the Texans were comfortable.
They were bad in early downs, too, that set them back.
Yeah,
that
couldn't run the football, completely overwhelmed at times with Max Crosby. And luckily, again, C.J. Stroud late can put on the cape and make a couple of plays. Really, let's be honest, Nico Collins put on the cape and made a couple of plays. There was a absolute bonehead P.I. call that allowed us to overcome a 3rd and 20, which really ended up winning the game. If you punt the ball back to the Raiders,
you're really in trouble.
You're going to get it at midfield down two with 4 minutes to go. You're going to be in trouble. But nonetheless, the offense struggled. I think they took a step back. But the silver lining is this. With our defense, as I said, I don't think the problems that we saw on Sunday are going to be a problem. That's not what's going to beat us, right? But if you look on the flip side of it, the ability to bang 50-yard field goals, multiple 50-yard field goals, and then if you do have a lead, your offense's ability, even when it's not your night, you're not playing well and everything's not clean, your offense's ability to convert enough first downs to force the opponent to waste all their timeouts for you to then put your knee in it and never give them another opportunity in a 2-point game is a big-time accomplishment for this offense. I would rather it not be that difficult. This is the type of game that I fear for the Houston Texans is the game when the defense is not perfect. But nonetheless, they were able to get out of there with a W. I think this is going to be a tremendous teaching tape for the Texans. I think it's going to be a tremendous wake-up call for the Texans going into two monster AFC games that could actually mean something, the Chargers and the Colts, and then the playoffs. So, again, not ideal from the defense, not what they'd played up to, but you got to be able to win games, and you got to be able to show them a little bit of grace. And yesterday was a win, but it wasn't necessarily the ideal performance for the offense. I thought they took a step back, Rob.
Yeah, no, but we talked about it, man. When they have problems, when they have struggles on offense, that's the thing. It's like they get going downhill and they have a hard time turning it around.
Like there's no answers, right? We talked about it. It's like the adjustments part of it. If the game plan's right, boy, it's right. But man, when it's not.
It seems like they're constantly in 2nd and 9, second and 13, or they fumble a snap. I'm telling you, I said it. We were in the suite. I came down and said to, I had a lot of tickets. We were in the suite. I came down and I said, man, they have turned. Boy, the Boo Birds came out quick.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't blame them.
Yeah. It's a tough watch. But yeah, they definitely took a step back from where they've been the last couple of weeks.
All right, it's a reaction Monday, and as I said earlier, there was a ton of football this weekend, NFL, college football playoffs. I mean, there was a lot rocking and rolling, none bigger than the North Shore Mustangs winning that state title over Duncanville up in Dallas, the 2025 6A D1 state champions. East side, might I add, this is head coach, Mustangs head coach, Willie Gaston. Join us. Coach, what's going on, baby?
What's going on, Clint? How you doing, brother?
Man, we're doing good. Hey, Coach, how's it feel to be a champ? Man, I know y'all win a lot over there, but how's it feel to be a champ today?
Well, it's feeling good, man. We're excited about it. It's always good to bring back that hard work to the old good old East Side.
Hey, one thing in watching this game and reading up on this game, man, I did not realize that you guys had faced Duncanville 6 times in a state championship since 2018.
Yeah, that's crazy stat line, isn't it? That just shows you what both teams are about. That shows you the coaching on both sides, man. For us to be able to go against each other that much, it ain't going to be any secrets when you're going to play each other. I can guarantee that.
That's right. Hey, well, talk to us a little bit about what you expected that game to be, man. And watching you guys throughout, I mean, y'all had to be averaging 40-plus points a game in the playoffs, and then all of a sudden y'all jump into the state championship game and you're stuck in a 10-7 nail-biter, man. Did you expect that to be a high-scoring game, or did you expect it to be as it was?
I did not expect a high-scoring game. You know, again, when you got defenses where they got like three SEC commits on that defense or four SEC commits, and the way we've been playing defense during the last playoff runs, I knew it wasn't going to be a high-scoring affair. You know, for good, true football fans, that was a good game. But for fans who really don't know the game, it was a bad game. But when you get a game like that, you knew points was going to be hard to come by. And, you know, we knew it wasn't going to take much to win.
Hey, when did you know this season, because you guys opened up, I think, with a loss versus South Oak Cliff, and then you dropped one to Summer Creek mid to late season there. That was, I mean, heck, you guys got shut out in that game, but otherwise y'all, I mean, wrecked shop throughout the year. When did you realize this team that you have was like, hey, man, these cats got a real shot?
I'm gonna say week one and week 11. You know, when we lost that week one, you could see the kids kind of just, you know, with the thoughts, you know, we ain't gonna take more victories. We came back and played kind of well, but you know, when you're replacing so many starters, you kind of felt at some point in the season you was gonna take some lumps. And then, you know, when we dropped that last game of the year to Summer Creek, and it was really, that's when reality set into them. They knew. We got caught peeking and looking ahead of things instead of just doing the task at hand and finish the game right there. But after we lost that game, that Saturday morning when those guys came in for video and film, that you could tell they was, you know, a little upset with themselves and known, you know, we got, like I said, got caught looking ahead because we, you know, we watched them Summer Creek play against CE King and lose against CE King and play a close game against Tascita. And, you know, for us, we took care of business in both of those games. So our guys was drinking the Kool-Aid a little bit. So, you know, we needed that little humbling pie, and it made us go on a good run in the playoffs.
Well, 14-2, I guess it woke them up, and y'all made a hell of a run, man. Hey, this is your first state title as a head coach. Is that correct, Coach?
Yes, sir.
Well, what's it like? I mean, obviously, when you're an assistant coach or you're an OC and you're calling plays and things of that nature, obviously you're dialed in, but I mean, you're just in the mix when you're the head coach and you're overseeing it all. Any difference there?
Well, I think the only difference is, you know, Clinton, you play this game at the highest level. To be as good as we are, I'm an ultimate team person because that's all I've known, and that's why I think we're so good because our kids are selfless. So I wanted this more for everybody else, not so much for me. I wanted it for our seniors. I wanted it for these new coaches that we have on staff. I wanted it for our administration. I wanted it for the Eastside community. And then, you know, a piece of me as a competitor, of course, wants to be the best. So I definitely wanted it for myself right there. But it was good to see all those people get it and win and watch them be excited about it. So, you know, it's always good to get the title and win at the end of the year.
Coach, congratulations on the state championship. Every since I've moved here, all I've heard about is North Shore. That's the program here in Houston. Any players that we can look to see on Saturdays that you got there in house that helped you win this state championship?
Well, yeah, well, you know, we got some guys that signed in early. Of course, we got a quarterback that's going to Utah State. We got that's Caleb Maryland. We got a couple of D linemen. That one went to Louisiana Tech. Another one went to Northwestern State, the old lineman with Northwestern State. But, you know, we got guys out there that's playing right now. We got Devin Sanchez that's in the college playoff. He's at Ohio State. So, you know, I'm trying to think because we do got kids all over. I don't want to miss leave nobody out. But I'm trying to remember who's in the playoff. I've been so locked in with high school football that I haven't even, you know, we didn't get the chance to watch the first round because we was playing all our games. But
well, Coach, I think y'all may could have competed with a couple of them teams that played in them damn college ball playoffs. Y'all might have had a run at them, man.
Hey. No, I'm telling you, at least we couldn't do no worse, right?
Hey, Coach, what about moving forward, man? I know you got a pipeline over there, man, and North Shore is they're no stranger to this game. They're no stranger to state championship expectations, but I know moving forward, you and I talked a couple of weeks ago about some of the guys you got coming up, and you expect this success to continue, man. Tell us a little bit about what you expect moving forward down there.
No, and, you know, we got a great group of kids coming back from this team because, you know, we was kind of young, you know, but you miss a key piece when you lose a quarterback. But we got some guys that's there right now. We feel like they're going to be able to compete. That's the beauty about it. You know, it's nothing given to anybody. It's all open competition, so everybody's got to earn everything. But, you know, we got a good old line coming back, and when you got a good old line coming back, you're going to have a shot. Good D-line as well with some young guys that was in the midst this year. That's going to add to that depth right there. But, you know, there's no shortage of talent right there on that east side of town. So, you know, we're excited. You know, again, we're 3 months out from doing spring football. That's the crazy fact of how long this season is. Like you look at it, you're like 3 months out from getting ready to get back into spring football. So it's a quick turnaround. We got to get in that weight room the next 2 months to, you know, get our strength built up because, you know, some people been out of the season and doing the offseason for a month and a half. You know, they got a head start on us. But the beauty about it is we got a head start on the football part because, like, young guys got to practice that much more. And it's like a little pre-spring. So now we just got to get our strength and our conditioning going back up and be ready to start spring ball in 3 months and start this thing all over again.
Hey, that's Willie Gaston, head coach of North Shore Mustangs. State champion North Shore Mustangs. Willie, man, we appreciate you coming on with us, man. Congrats to you, your staff, your team. The North Shore community, man, I know y'all got a tight-knit community over there that supports the team, and it's a special thing y'all got going, man. Thank you for coming on, and congrats, and Merry Christmas, and Happy Holidays to you and your family.
Happy Holidays to you guys as well. Thanks for having me.
All right, congratulations, Coach. North Shore head coach. We say 14-2?
14-2. That was six times. I didn't realize it's the sixth time since 2018. So six time in what, 7 years? Six time in 7 years, North Shore's met Duncanville in the state championship game.
Well, good for him, man. Congratulations. As he said, spring ball in 3 months. There you go. Get right back on it. All right, coming up, Clint talked about the North Shore could have given some of them teams in a college football playoff a run for their money. On a reaction Monday, we got to react to what the hell happened in College Station. Tyler, I've given you enough time. I've given you 2.5 hours.
I feel you, man.
I know it. Tyler Payne.
A lot to react to there. Any touchdowns, but plenty to react to.
If you listen to... Okay, we're going to have to just cut him off. If you listen to the show, you know how much money Tyler spent to go down there. And he went down there and had to watch that. Can somebody get a kicker? All right, we'll discuss what happened there. Alabama coming down from 17-0 in Norman. And shutting a lot of people up mid-tweet, they pulled it off too. We'll look at those two games coming up as we continue right here live.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a McCarum Injury Lawyers Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the McCarum Injury Lawyers Studios, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, Tyler, what the hell happened?
Complete nutter ish show, man.
What happened? Tyler, you were there. You and your wife and your friends got up early and drove down, which means you probably had to sit in some traffic to drive back pissed.
Oh, you have no idea. That was the worst part, to be honest with you.
And you got those good seats, you were ready to go, you had your maroon jersey on. And
went with the black, but yeah.
You went with the black? Oh, I thought you were going maroon. Okay, went with the black. And then Clinton Tyler Reed lost his mind with multiple turnovers. They couldn't score on Miami. Miami wasn't doing much themselves offensively, except for a running back that they, for some reason, refused to hand the ball to enough until finally they didn't.
Made no sense to me.
Yeah, but this... This had to be a tough one because I thought going into it, fellas, that A&M was the better team. They were at home. Everybody was ready to go. And the guy who got them there really was the main reason why they failed. Three turnovers in that game. That's what's he got? He's got five turnovers, eight sacks, and zero touchdowns in his last two games, which have been the only losses of the season for A&M.
Yeah. Went 11-0 for no good damn reason.
Oh, don't do that.
Right,
man.
Down the drain, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
Yearning for
those first 11 mean nothing. You end with a loss to your biggest rival in Austin against the Longhorns. Then you end in front of 100,000-plus screaming Aggies in your first ever college football playoff game. You can't score a touchdown. You piss all over yourself and crap down your leg. There's no excuses for it at all, man. I mean, you don't end this year with anything good. You got no conference title. Win 11-0, no conference title. Win 11-0, no college football playoff win. Win 11-0, oh, not even a touchdown in your debut in the college football playoff. The defense for Texas A&M showed up. The 12th man sure as hell showed up on Saturday. Marcel Reed and the offense for Texas A&M crapped all over themselves and were MIA from kickoff onward. That's all it was. That's all it is. And there's nothing good to take from it. Nothing. Not one thing.
You know, Tyler and Clint, they may have won the game if they were just MIA. They weren't. They added to it. They have turnovers that set them up.
Yep.
Fair.
That was the killer part, right? Like, because Carson Beck didn't play well either. Did he get over 80 yards? I think he was. I feel like he was sitting at 80 yards for a long time. Like, and the announcers kept saying, I know you didn't hear it, Tyler, because you were there, but the announcers kept saying, all right, Greg McElroy, this is Carson's moment. This is Carson Beck's moment. And then they would never give it to him. They just kept giving it right to the running back. And then and seeing his mom, Linda, in the stands going off in there. I don't know if you saw her. She somehow got an entire row, and she's been able to march up and down the row. The kid's mom, and she is losing it in there. But I'm not shocked that Miami won. This isn't – Miami's a good football team that got dudes. But
– yeah, it was a three-point spread.
I didn't see it looking like this, and I didn't see
that – didn't realize we were only going to score three.
Yeah, I didn't see the Aggies playing offense like that. And Reed, my God, she's
awful. Awful. So happy he told us all and made that announcement last week that he's coming back to Aggieland, though.
It was a tough day for Reed. There's no doubt about it. And the, you know, it's interesting though, guys. It's interesting. You know, I thought I'd seen enough this year to feel pretty good about him. You know, playing well from the pocket. You know, keeping him in the well, so to speak. You know, the new, you know, we've had, you know, there's been enough super athletic quarterbacks around the country, especially in college ball, to where the defenses have adjusted to this keep them in the well. you know, the keep them in the well concept defensively, where you really got four or five different guys that are all quote unquote spies, and you're just trying to keep them in the pocket. And if you can't dictate with the run game, then all of a sudden, you know, you're asking Marcel Reed to do some high level things from the pocket. And I thought he had graduated and developed into a point where he would be fine throughout the college football playoffs in doing that. And boy, was I wrong. That was a rough outing by Reed, and because it wasn't just the turnovers, guys. It wasn't just the last second, you know, collapse. It was a hard day for him all day long.
Yeah.
I mean, he was getting ran all over the place. He was scrambling. He's floating. He throws balls that are one-hopping folks. And it was a rough day. Whatever Cristobal's game plan was defensively really had Reed, you know, second-guessing himself. And it was a rough outing, man. It's going to be interesting what happens in College Station with their offensive coordinator leaving. You know, who they hire, who they bring in, does it fit Marcel?
Didn't they say that they were potentially going with the wide receivers coach?
They're just going to move him up.
Like he had been there. That's what I heard them. That's
yeah, at some point for sure.
Well, that's a hell of a deal.
Yeah. Yeah, Colin Klein. Yeah, you're right. He's going to K-State. And
if you think like how he played and then how he was at you know, coming up in the college ranks and coaching, everything fit Marcel Reed. And you look at what he did, you know, with Marcel Reed for the most part this year, there was a run element to what he did and as a player and as a coach. And so I think that was a good fit. What they do moving forward is going to be interesting to see kind of how they rebound, because that was a hell of a year, man. You reached college football playoffs, that's big time. You had a hell of a year. You made a lot of noise in the SEC. Like Tyler said, disappointing finish, no doubt about it. But a tip the cap to Aggie Nation, man. That was impressive. And Tyler, I know you ain't happy about it, but I'm watching that game on TV, man. That's what college football playoffs are all about. The first round on the road, the home field advantage, the atmosphere. Pat McAfee had that place turned up with the kicking competition and all that kind of crap. I mean, the lead up to it, the environment, the fans, the tradition, the everything. I mean, that's what you want. I mean, that's what you want your college football playoff first round to look like. And
is that the first road team to win since they've had this format?
I don't remember what all happened.
I know the night before Bama won.
Bama won.
Oh, so the first two road teams win. That was the first, because I think last year all of the home teams won.
You might be right on that.
So yeah, those two games back to back, Bama and A&M, or I'm sorry, Miami win. On the road. Yeah, that was
Appreciate you saying that, Clint. Couldn't agree more. The 12th man showed up ready to go. Marcel Reed and his offense did not.
And the crazy thing
punched
is
my nuts.
Watching the game, if you take away, you know, some of the turnovers, and even he was, to me, clearly the better quarterback on the field. Just the way he played, except for the turnovers. I mean, the turnovers are a big deal. But, I mean, Carson Beck looked like they didn't have a chance if they didn't have a run game in that thing. All right, coming up, Team Mills best bets, and we'll look at it. The talk of the game, a lot of things happened in that game yesterday, but the talk of the game was C.J. Stroud. We'll discuss his play in his game.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game yesterday.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back. As you know, it is Monday, and we are out early here for the coaches' show. D'Amico Ryans will get going right behind us at 5 o'clock sharp. Look back at yesterday's game against the Raiders, and we'll preview this Chargers game as they will take on them in L.A. coming up later on. So the coaches' show, D'Amico Ryans, coming up behind us. And after that, Monday Night Football, a big one. A big one to watch, especially with playoff implications that do concern the Texans as the Colts will take on the 49ers tonight. You can listen to that right here on Sports Radio 610, courtesy of Westwood One. Join us tomorrow for the Texans Ticket Tuesday. You can win you some tickets to that final game against the Colts. You have a chance to win all day long, starting with Payne and Pendergast in the loop and concluding with us. Let's jump into it now. Let's get T-Mill's best bets going right now. And I am certain wasn't bad last week. On Friday, those results, he was 2 for 4, but 63% clearly in the green for the week. So he has been doing pretty well. And now he's got Monday Night Football bets that I'm certain we will see loaded up in T-Mill's best bets. Again, if you do not remember them or you need to look at them again, please feel free to head to T-Mill at T-Mill Real Deal on Twitter, and he will have them posted up there. What you got best bets tonight?
Yeah, Monday Night Football, absolutely 4 picks for this game between the Niners and the Colts in Indy this evening, and here they are. First, I'm on the 49ers. Minus the points, -3.5 is what I got. I'd be happy with 4 or 4.5 as well if that's what you're getting on your site. 49ers -3.5 against the Colts. Next, I'm on the under in this game. I got it at 46, under 46 between the Niners and Colts. And then a player prop for each squad in this game tonight. First, the running back for the San Francisco 49ers, C-Mac, Christian McCaffrey, over 59.5 rushing yards. I know we're all looking at his health. Sounds like he's going to be good to go, and I think he can eclipse 60 yards rushing, being the back that he is. And then the other back on the other side for the Colts, Jonathan Taylor. I just don't think they're going to be in a position to run the ball a whole lot after, especially the first half. I think they're going to have to throw it.
Oh, Lord.
Jonathan Taylor under on his rushing yards. 97.5 is that number. 97.5 under for those rush yards for Jonathan Taylor. And those are your 4 best bets.
All right.
That's going to be a painful run for you. Because you know they're going to feed him enough. It ain't going to be for a lack of touches.
Yeah.
You think, though, this game may get away from him.
Yes.
They got to drop back and throw the ball with Phil.
The old Phillip Rivers dam might break, and not what we saw last week may have been a fluke. It wouldn't shock anybody if it did happen.
Yeah, I think you're good. Christian McCaffrey is not even on the injury report at this point, so he should go in this game. I'm going to tell you, this is going to be fun in the Hughley house tonight.
What's that?
Boys got the Super Bowl. This is the championship round of fantasy.
Oh, yeah?
And and Trey is trailing Nicholas 110 to 108. And Trey has Jonathan Taylor. And Nicholas has Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, boy. That is great. How did that happen?
Yeah, he's really lucky. Like, I have to apologize. I'm helping Nicholas out. And for good reason, Tyler, I benched Ashton Jeanty. And that's really where we are.
Right? Nicholas probably not a big fan of that. He's mad at you right now.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean.
He wouldn't be in this position.
And the thing is, I benched him for Quinshon Judkins.
Who dislocated his ankle and broke
But it was
his
really on a roll, though, man. He was catching the ball. He had like five catches before he got hurt. But I mean, Ashton Jeanty is one of the high scorers, and he ain't scored like that all year, right, man. But no, it'll be a good one tonight. I like that Christian McCaffrey, that Joker right there, boy.
Have you checked
out his numbers this year?
Oh yeah,
I mean, my man, he is north of 800 yards receiving. And I believe closing in on 1,000 on the ground. I mean, it doesn't feel like he's having that type of season, but I mean, he is a perfect fantasy play. You know, he's gonna give you something.
He's gonna get touches.
He's gonna get touches, catch. Yeah, he's gonna get them in multiple ways. So, T Mill's best bet. Check out at T Mill Real Deal to find out anything that you may have missed. Get this week started off right on a Monday to make a little cash. All right, Clint, a lot of people are talking about, I would say to me, the thing that I'm seeing coming out of this game performance-wise is C.J. Stroud. And that seems to be – now, I don't know if that was the case for you on the post-game show with you and Sean, but player-wise, a lot that's coming out is C.J. Stroud's game. And I know we'll do Tape Drop Tuesday tomorrow, and you'll get a chance to see a lot more of it, but – what was your takeaway watching him Sunday? Was that as a disappointing an effort as most people have talked about?
I thought it was a disappointing effort, and I think it's pretty easy to get to the point that I want to make. Is I mean, it's just like C.J. Stroud is his self-proclaimed ball placement specialist, and I like it. At first, I was like, "What the hell is he?" No. At first, I was like, "Man, he's got the ability now. There ain't no doubt about that." But in this offense, you know, we're week 16. I mean, that's who you are. You can't go out there and start a game and two of the first three drives you're missing quick out routes to your star 6'4" wide receiver. I mean, you can't do it. It's unacceptable. It's not as CJ and D'Amico said, oh, I missed a couple of throws, but that's football. No, it's not football, man. In this offense, you've got to beat yourself up about missing throws like that. Right, I mean, you've got to beat yourself up about missing throws like that. If those early three or four series, if the third down problems of it was man and they took Nico away with the safety over the top and nobody else could separate, which I'll see on film tonight whether that was the case or not. And if that was the case, those guys ought to beat themselves up about not being able to separate. You were in a perfect scenario to have major success with Nico getting so much attention. Somebody opposite him's getting one-on-one coverage, soft coverage, the second corner, third corner. I mean, you got to win. And if you're gonna be a championship caliber team, I mean, the expectations have to be above. Oh man, I missed a couple throws. Ain't no big deal. You know, I get it right. It happens in football. Like the expectations have to be above that. So yeah, I would say it was a disappointing outing by C.J. Stroud. From that perspective, I would say it was a disappointing outing from Nick Caley. Just as I said earlier, I think the way to encompass it all is more about just the adjustments part of it. When something's not working, you know, what do you go to? When they're trying to take Nico away in big moments, what do you go to? They figured it out late because Nico definitely put an impact on the game, but it shouldn't take all that for him to become that big of a part of the offense.
Yeah, man.
I disagree, by the way, with a lot of people out there talking about the problem was they were trying to force the ball to Nico. I mean, I can picture maybe one time when they tried to force the ball to Nico.
He's just got to be more consistent, man.
Yeah.
By the way, breaking news coming across. We talked about DK Metcalf, and this is a big thing. DK Metcalf is going to be suspended the final two games of the regular season without pay. He plans to appeal the suspension, and for them, maybe they can hope to get it down to one. But, you know, obviously they got helped with a big day of them winning in Detroit and then Baltimore losing at home to the Patriots.
They put them two games ahead of the
But yeah, but
Baltimore
if, but,
Ravens.
But if the Ravens, but if they lose next week and the Ravens win, that means that final game that they play against each other in Week 18, the winner takes the division and makes the playoffs. But
and,
this
and
is
the
your,
loser's out.
The loser's out. Yeah, they can't win. They can't make it to the into a wild card spot. So it's just a selfish act by DK Metcalf. The number one, maybe Kenneth Gainwell may have something to say with it, but the number one weapon, at least passing threat for Aaron Rodgers, they will not have in the next couple of games. So we'll see what that appeal does. But that's big news in the AFC playoff race. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. The coaches show with D'Amico Ryan's coming up behind us, and then the all-important Colts-Niners game, courtesy of Westwood One, you can listen to right here on Sports Radio 610 after D'Amico Ryan's gets done. I am Ron. The show, as always, Houston, we love you, baby.
Hey, thank you, Tyler Milner.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.